What surprising menu item did Burger King once add to its lineup? Krispy Kreme is thinking beyond donuts, and Backyard Burgers is ready for its comeback. This is RB Daily, your quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Heather Lally, senior editor at RB.
And I'm Jonathan Mays, editor-in-chief of Restaurant Business. Few people know this, but Burger King once tested Domino's Pizza. This is according to Firehouse Sub CEO Don Fox, who once worked in the Burger King Research and Development Department. Burger King, the story goes, tested 6-inch Domino's pizzas in a few locations in South Carolina in the early 1990s. They sold like hotcakes. But then Burger King management decided to try full-size pizzas, which proved both operationally complex and led to unsurprising pushback from Domino's franchisees. The pizza chain ultimately backed out. Burger King tried rebranding the pizza, and it didn't sell at all. Thus, the whole idea was abandoned.
Krispy Kreme no longer thinks of itself strictly as a chain of donut shops. Mike Tattersfield, the chain's CEO, said recently that the company is more like a CPG business with some experiential donut shops. The company uses its 381 global hot light theater shops as centerpieces in a, quote, hub-and-spoke model. It then delivers donuts daily from those theater shops to more than 9,000 other sites, including smaller cafes and some 8,000 kiosks in grocers and C-stores. By doing that, the company says it can drive sales for each individual hub and ultimately profits, a model that it proved in international markets before shifting the strategy to the U.S.
Donuts. Backyard Burgers had its fair share of struggles even before the pandemic. 15 years ago, the Better Burger chain had 171 units. Today, that number is just 46. But the fast casual CEO, who joined the brand in May 2020, said it is getting back into growth mode, though that growth has been slowed by supply chain disruptions and COVID-related delays. Regardless, Backyard Burgers is slated to open several new locations this year.
The National Restaurant Association is launching a new campaign that highlights restaurateurs who've made noteworthy social and economic contributions to their communities. The People Behind the Plate initiative features short videos of operators who've opted for such givebacks as feeding frontline workers during the pandemic, sponsoring an Oregon National Guard soldier who's been dispatched overseas, and pledging to serve their community in any way that's needed. The first 6 subjects range from the operator of a single Fazoli's to the CEO of Golden Corral.
Winter menus in the U.S. are showcasing a lot of comfort foods, healthier items, and low or no proof beverages. These are also trending on chain menus in other parts of the world, often showcasing local flavors and ingredients. But a look at Technomic's latest global menu innovation report reveals some pretty far out applications, like a purple chicken sandwich with a purple bun at Burger King in Indonesia, tacos stuffed with fettuccine carbonara in Australia, and 7 more that we highlight.
And that'll do it for today's edition of RB Daily. Find a new episode every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Jonathan Mays. Have a great day.